Welcome to Free to Be with Joni. I am your host, Joni Legato. I am a functional nutritional therapy practitioner, an integrative health practitioner, and a brain rewiring certified coach. My mission is to show you how to live a stress-free life, nourish your body, mind, and soul, and empower you to forge your own path to healing and freedom. I'm bringing my passion for nutrition, functional medicine, brain rewiring, singing, and other healing modalities. You can connect with me on Instagram at joni.legato and on my website at jonilegato.com. Welcome back. I'm so excited that you're here today, and I'm excited for today's topic, setting boundaries and sticking to them. So if you've ever struggled with setting your boundaries and sticking to them, this show is going to show you how to do that. Because it's one thing to say, this is how things are going to be with a person. That's it. I need these boundaries, and this is it. This is my boundary. And then when that boundary is tested or crossed, you struggle with reinforcing it. You don't hold your boundaries. So what is happening here, and how do you stick to what is healthy for you? Let's first talk about why you feel you need boundaries with someone. I'm going to give you three examples of when you may and do need boundaries with someone, okay? Number one, when you're with them, they drain you. So have you ever been with someone who drains you of your energy? You can feel that you're giving out more in the relationship than they are. It sometimes feels one-sided. And when you think about it, you would not feel comfortable sharing your heart as deeply with them as they do with you. Why is that? So I'm not saying that you feel superior to them or you feel like you're better than them. That's not it. It's that the energy in the relationship is mismatched. They are requiring more from you than you are from them. In fact, you might feel that you're not really requiring anything and that they are. You might feel a needy energy from them as well. This clingy, needy energy that holds within it expectations from you. And possibly with me describing this right now, maybe someone just popped into your head and you just felt some energy drain from your body just thinking about them. So that's a clear indication. So you can examine your actions and your feelings after you're with them. Are you letting out a big sigh after you're with them? Maybe you get in your car and you just let out a big sigh. Well, I'm exhausted. Do you feel like you need to lay down and rest? Do you feel slighted after you're with them? This is a big one, because feeling slighted is feeling like you've been taken advantage of or that you missed out on something. You may even feel like there was an ulterior motive with them. And over time, that can make you feel resentful. And feeling resentful will only build up inside of you, creating bitterness, sometimes anger, frustration. Or you may just be in a state of feeling like you're exhausted altogether. feeling any of these things I just mentioned when you're with this person is a good indicator that you need to create some boundaries with this person. Okay, number two, indicating you need boundaries, you feel stressed, maybe even anxious around this person. A lot of times this can happen with family. Sometimes your in-laws, sometimes your grown siblings who are comparing themselves to you and trying to one-up you. With in-laws, you may feel stressed or anxious because you feel them putting expectations on you, or maybe they've said it outright that you're not like their family, that you're different, or that they don't approve of how you do something, or that they don't understand why or how you are doing something that is commonplace for you. Maybe your mother-in-law or father-in-law doesn't like how you raise your children, how they are schooled, how they eat, any number of things, or the fact that they are not playing in sports or playing an instrument that their child played. So they're constantly offering advice that you did not ask for and forcing their opinion on you every time you are with them or talking to them or asking you questions. Here's one, asking you questions that catch you off guard. And now you've said something in the moment that you don't really mean or you don't really feel, but you feel the expectation to respond the way you did. Maybe it comes out defensively because you were trapped in a corner or you felt like you were trapped in a corner. This may all sound petty, and it is, and yet it happens. So maybe you're getting some pressure when you marry into a family to be a certain way, and you want to feel loved and accepted. Everyone wants to feel loved and accepted in their circle, and now you're in this new circle, and yet you still want to be recognized and loved for who you are. And there might be some intimidation here as well. You might feel intimidated with them or insecure. And this can be a challenging one for some people. It can take years to learn how to create healthy boundaries with someone who stresses you out. Because you can't always explain why you're feeling stressed. This family member may be giving underhanded comments to you or saying things to you when their child is not around. So this can be a really tricky one, and then it triggers negative feelings in you and a negative reaction in you, and then you spill it out to your significant other and it just comes out as you complaining, and then they stand up and defend their sibling or mother or father, whoever the person is. Usually, a person who you feel intimidated with or who causes anxiety feelings to rise up in you is a little more aggressive than you are. They may be older than you. Maybe they've been around longer in the family, whatever it is. And because you want to be loved and accepted and seen by them, you don't want to upset them. And you don't want to upset your significant other. But it's trickling down into your relationship with this person that you love. So you continue to let them, this person, run the show because you want to keep the peace. And yet, are you really keeping the peace? Think about it. Do you have peace inside? Is that person really peaceful with you Are you peaceful with them? With the whole situation? So how are you keeping the peace? Is your relationship with your spouse peaceful? Whenever you're discussing this person? Or do you feel angst, maybe some anxiety, frustration, anger, or extremely uncomfortable when you're around them, stressed? So if you're feeling any of that, then you're not in a place of peace. And nobody involved in this relationship, this dynamic, is in peace either. Clear boundaries on what you will and will not accept in your life are necessary in order for you to live in peace. This is how you obtain peace in your life. Set the boundaries. Do what you know is healthy for you and everyone involved. Number three, the third reason why you need to set boundaries with someone: the relationship has become toxic. I've talked about toxic relationships before. A toxic relationship can hinder your life in multiple ways. Not only can a toxic relationship cause you to become consumed with thinking about this person and how they feel about you, and did you say something wrong? Did you say something correctly? Are they going to be upset with you today? What version of them are you going to see today? Not only can you have all of that, but a toxic relationship can also just feel blah to you. You might not feel either way when you're with them. Uplifted, happy, fulfilled, content, safe, all of that. Or upset. You might not feel anything. It just feels blah. So, not having any emotions within a relationship is a sign that something is not right here, and this can also be toxic for you. You may be wondering, why would feeling very little or no emotion with someone be toxic? Wouldn't that just be a neutral thing? How is something that is neutral toxic? But when you think about the purpose of a relationship and the purpose of feeling some type of emotion in the relationship and what role the emotions have in your life, you can understand that emotions are like a barometer that is indicating to you what direction the relationship is going in. So if you feel very excited, comforted, warm, happy, safe, loved, etc., with this person, it's a good indication that this is a healthy fit for both of you. You lift each other up. You help each other grow, and you are able to feel the love flowing back and forth from your heart to theirs, from their heart to yours. This love is flowing back and forth into each other. Not feeling anything is not growing you, and it's not growing that person. It's not infusing love to either of you. It's like a stagnant body of water, not moving, the life force is not there. What is the life force? It's love. Why would you want to stay stuck in that place for years and years? If you're not growing, you're stuck. And maybe even going backwards along with that person. They are stuck with you. And not just stuck with you, not in that way. They are stuck in it with you. So really be honest. Take a good, honest look at your relationships and examine whether they are healthy or toxic. Remember, if it's toxic for you, it's also toxic for the other person. And if fear is keeping you in that relationship, just know that for every toxic relationship you're in, there is a healthy one or two or three waiting for you. But you won't have the room or capacity for new relationships in your life if you're stuck in a toxic one, because it is a massive energy drain. All of your energy is going into this toxic relationship, and there's no room for other healthy relationships in your life. Now let's talk about how to set boundaries. You might think that setting boundaries feels uncomfortable, and you don't want to make anyone uncomfortable. You don't want to feel uncomfortable. But you need to remember that setting boundaries is not just for you. It's also for the other person. They need these boundaries as much as you do. Because whether they are draining you, bringing stress to the relationship or to your life, or if the relationship is toxic, this behavior towards you means that something inside of them needs to be worked through. And as long as you continue to give them permission to behave this way towards you and in the relationship, they will keep repeating the pattern and they will hinder their own growth. So their actions can hold you back and can hold themselves back as well. Because you're allowing this to continue. You're not holding them accountable. And through you holding them accountable, letting them see what's really going on inside of them. This doesn't mean that you are trying to change them. Trying to change someone is an energy drain. And hoping that, well, this time they won't be how they normally are. Maybe they've changed, or maybe they see me as I need them to, or I expect them to. It's only going to cause you more turmoil and angst, and it will keep that pressure there in the relationship. Expecting someone to be how they are not will only cause you more stress. And what happens is now you get upset at them all over again for doing what they always do. Somehow you're expecting them to be how they aren't because you so desperately want them to be different and you want to fix the situation. You don't fix a situation or relationship by fixing, quote unquote, fixing a person. We can't fix people. Someone will only change, number one, when they're ready to, and number two, when they see it. Not because you told them, but because they see it. They've come to a realization on their own. And number three, when they want the change. But it has to come from them. Genuinely, going through this process on their own, in their own time. You cannot be tied to any expectation of how and when someone changes. We don't control that. We don't control people. Okay, so how do you set boundaries? This can vary from relationship to relationship. Some boundaries within a relationship will need to be a little tighter than others. For someone who drains your energy, drawing a boundary with this person can look like, I am not returning a text or email or a call within the same day or hour, depending on when they usually expect you to respond. So by not responding immediately within the time frame that they expect you to, you are letting them know that your time is valuable. You may not even need to say this. It's just something that you are setting inside of you as a boundary, and then you are just acting on it. Sometimes this is enough, depending on the relationship and the situation. And this may allow some breathing room for you and or a mental break, a rest period that you need. And sometimes you need a stronger boundary. Maybe you do need to communicate with them through a message or have a conversation that looks like, hey, I'm in a busy season of my life right now, or I'm working on a big project, or I'm working on my own growth and healing right now, so I may be less available for a while. You don't want to make up a story here and lie. People can tell when you're lying to them, so don't do that. Be honest and give them something that fits your situation, whatever that may be. You don't have to give all of the intricate details or all of the intimate details. Just say as much as you need to and say it in a loving way and leave it there. Make it about your life, though, not about them. This is not about criticizing them. This is not about telling them that they drain you. Don't do that. Just be kind. Be succinct. Be to the point. And let them know, honestly, the situation. For the person who you feel stress or anxiety around. So we talked about possibly this being in-laws, family members. It can even be cousins. The boundaries may look a little different. They may need to be a little stronger. This type of person can try to manipulate or control a situation or you or your significant other. In this case, you want to create a nice, healthy boundary, or maybe you don't say yes right away to something because you're so nervous and they are just trying to get you to do it, or they've put you on the spot. Or if they've planned something and they want you to be a part of it, allow yourself some room, allow yourself some time. If you feel caught off guard in the moment, you can pause and you can say, well, let me think about it. If it's something that you need to talk over with your significant other, you can say, I want to talk it over, and we'll get back to you. You don't have to say yes to something right away just because someone is expecting you to. And you don't have to give an explanation if your answer is no. You can say something very simple. Again, keep it honest. You can simply be saying no because it's not the right time or a thing for you. Whatever your reason is. For the toxic relationship, the boundaries are going to need to be even stronger. They may look like taking a break for a little while or severing ties completely. however your heart is guiding you here. Only you know. Your heart knows what these boundaries need to be. If you're feeling fear around this relationship and letting it go, remember that fear is never a reason to stay in a relationship. It's never a reason from which to make any decision. In fact, most of the bigger decisions that you're going to make in your life will have a little fear in them. In setting this boundary, you may feel fear. Fear of letting go of something. Fear of change. And yet, your heart knows exactly what to do. You may be feeling a little anxious, letting a toxic relationship go. But remember, if it's toxic for you, it's toxic for them. And you are both holding each other back from your growth. Now, when you set a new boundary in whatever situation you're in, that boundary very well may be tested. In fact, a lot of times these new boundaries are indeed tested. So you can kind of plan a little bit ahead how you will respond if your boundary is tested. You know this person and you may get a feeling that they will test this new boundary that you've put up. So when they test it, what are you going to do? This is where sticking to your boundaries is important, because you can create all the boundaries you want, but if you don't reinforce them, what is the point? If you said that you may not be responding as often, or that you may not be as available, stick to it. Reinforce whatever you need to. And I know, you know, it can be tempting. I know what this feels like when you see that little notification there and you just want to respond to get it out of the way. Sometimes that's the only reason why you want to respond right away, is to get that little notification out of the way. So you can open something and then write yourself a note or set a reminder on your phone. Respond to this person at this time. Now that notification is gone, you have your little reminder set, and your mind can be at ease because you don't feel that pull by seeing that notification there. Because that's what it is. It's this pull. Answer me, answer me. So sometimes you need to open it, take the notification off, set a little reminder, and go about your life. Stay strong and get in the habit of doing what's best for you and in turn for them in each moment. You may need to reinforce the boundaries over and over again. You may give in from time to time. That's okay. Start over again. Reinforce the boundary. And yes, it will feel uncomfortable, especially in the beginning. This is a new pattern that you're putting into place, that you're developing here. And whenever you break an old pattern and you're in the process of building a new one, there's going to be an uncomfortable feeling. This is new territory for everyone involved. If you've cut ties, they're still trying to stay attached, hold to the boundaries that you've set in place. Continue reinforcing the boundaries and staying in your peace that you're doing the right thing. We can get comfortable doing old habits over and over again. It's like putting on a pair of well-worn shoes. It feels comfortable. And it feels normal. But when we need to change them, there will be a period of feeling uncomfortable and let yourself know, okay, this is normal that I feel uncomfortable right now. This is not going to last forever, but this is how it will be right now. Once you break through that period of reinforcing that boundary over and over and you feel things have shifted, now you have created something stronger inside of you. Now this is where growth happens. You will feel free. You will feel liberated. It's such a good feeling knowing that not only did you keep your word to someone else by reinforcing your boundaries, sticking to them, but you also kept your word to yourself. And in that, saying, I deserve to be treated like this, and here is how I am going to get that type of treatment. I am setting this boundary for my protection and growth. It's an empowering feeling. I hope that this episode was helpful for you today. Please let me know. You can send me a message on Instagram or Facebook. Let me know what you got out of it and if it helped you. I would love to hear from you. And I am sending you love today. Don't forget, you can connect with me on Instagram at joni.legato. And if you haven't already, I would love it if you would subscribe and leave a rating and review. And I will talk to you next time.